says, as Jimmy was hunting, the showers came up, and under a green tree, the showers to shone, and under a green tree, the showers to shone. As Molly was rambling, she was rambling in the dark, Jimmy shot at his true love, and he missed not his mark. Then Jimmy ran to her with the gun in his hand, a fountain of tears on her bosom he shed, a fountain of tears on her bosom he shed. Then Jimmy ran home with his head bending low, saying, "Uncle, dearest uncle, I've shot Molly Bone. I've shot the obedient, the joy of my life. I always intended to make her my wife." Up stepped Jimmy's father, with his hair turning gray, saying, "Jimmy, dearest Jimmy, oh, don't run away. Stay with your old father till the trial draws near, and the laws of this country will bring you out clear." On the day of Jimmy's trial, Molly's ghost did appear, saying, "Lawyers, dearest lawyers, Jimmy Randall's comes clear." That's all.
I've heard a last verse to that where he says, "With her apron pinned around her, she was shot for a swan or something."
I don't know.
That's the reason he shot her. He was hunting her.
Well, it may be a different song. You can't tell. They got them mixed up. I got a book in there that's, man, they got them twisted up to, you don't know what it's all about.
How about the one, I think you sang me one that's called Lord Lovell?
What?
Did you sing me one called Lord Lovell?
Yeah, I know it.
I like that one.
Sang it. I can't hardly get it on the guitar.
Just sing it before.
Let me see if we can get a different key. Lord Lovell was standing in his own stable door, a-combing up his steed, when serious thought, when chance there came, Lady Nanny Bell by, to whoosh Lord Lovell Godspeed, to whoosh Lord Lovell Godspeed. "Oh, where are you going, Lord Lovell?" she said. "Oh, where are you going today?" "I'm going away to some foreign country, a fortune there to find. A fortune there to find." He had not been gone more than 2 weeks, I'm sure it was not 3, until serious thoughts came into his mind. Lady Nanny Bell he'd go see, Lady Nanny Bell he'd go see. He rode until he came to Lady Nanny Bell's hall. He heard the death bell ring, And he got off and he went in. The ladies were weeping around. The ladies were weeping around. Oh, who is dead, Lord Level, he said. Oh, who's to be buried today? Lady Nanny Bell died for a false young man. Lord Level, she called his name. He commanded the coffin to be open, the winding sheet spread around. At first he kissed her cold, cold cheek, the tears came twinkling down. At first he kissed her cold, cold cheek, and then he kissed her chin, and then he kissed her cold, cold lips, which bursted his heart within. Lady Nanny Bell died like it might be today. Lord Level, he died tomorrow. Lady Nanny Bell died for a pure lover alone. Lord Level, he died for sorrow. Lord Level, he died for sorrow. Lady Nanny was buried in St. Annie's churchyard. Lord Level was buried right by her. And out of her breast there grew a red rose, and out of Lord Level's a briar. They grew and they grew up the old church wall, till they could grow no higher. And there they tie into a true lover's knot, and the rose grew round the briar, and the rose grew round the briar.
That's a good one, Holly.
That is good. That's the most old ballad that I ever heard a person sing.
I used to know one of them, but I forgot a lot of them. You hear that one about the house carpenter?
Oh, I like that one.
Huh?
Did you sing it?
I've got that on record back.
We've met,
my own true love. We've met, said he. I just returned from the saltwater sea. It was all for the sake of thee. I could have married a king's daughter fair, and she would have married me. But I refused her crowns of gold. It was all for the sake of thee. If you could have married a king's daughter fair, I'm sure you are to blame. For I am married to a house carpenter, and he's a fine young man. Forsake that house carpenter, and go along with me. What have you there to maintain me upon, and keep me from slavery? 6 bright ships have I on sea, all sailing for dry land. 510 brave, jolly seamen, and they're all at your command. She dressed herself in the finest silks, most beautiful to be shown. And as she marched along the street, she shone like glittering gold. She had not been gone more than 2 weeks, I'm sure it was not 3, until that maid began to weep, and she wept most bitterly. Oh, is it for my gold you weep, or is it for my store? Or is it for that house carpenter you never can see anymore? It is not for your gold I weep, nor it isn't for your store. It's for that sweet little babe that I left in yon bright door. She had not been gone more than 3 weeks. I'm sure it was not four until the vessel sprang a leak and she sank to rise no more. You all sang some place.
That last line there makes me think of that song. Is it called the? Some people call it the Golden Vanity, or
the what?
The Murray Golden Tree, or the Golden Vanity. Sank down in the lowlands, in the lowlands low. Was sinking in the lowlands low. You know that one? I bet you do. You probably know it by a different title or something.
I don't reckon I know that.
Couldn't know it. Maybe it was Cabin Boy. But
it was Murray's ship, and it sailed upon the tree. And the name of the ship was the
Golden Vanity.
Golden Vanity. Sank, sailed.
I never heard. The my mother used to sing it. You know, the ship that never returned. You ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
This here. '97, the tune of '97 is took from the ship that never returned. I don't know the words to it, but I'd like to know. I remember a few words. It says it's on a summer day and the winds are ripping or something by the side something. I don't know just how it goes. It lit out anyhow, the ship. Anyhow, it says, did she ever return? Oh, she never did. Did she ever return? Oh, she never returned. And her faith lies yet unlearned. For years and years there were fallen hearts awaiting for the ship that never returned. It's just the same tune, but she sung it, but I never did learn it. But it's good. I like to hear it.
See, they even changed
that. That's old.
Uncle Tommy played the original 97. He'd always tell you that story about the ship that never returned. And he played 97 in that ship that never returned thing, which they've changed since then. See, what's amazing about this, like Sidney Allen, Uncle Tommy was about
that there.
Remembered all that.
Back in the. When they had that trouble over in Cuba, there was a song composed about a boy. Sailor boy got killed, died, and then there was two sailor songs that I knew. I don't know how far back they were, but they're old. And my mom's son, I learned from her. One of them is.
Drive
you've been here. His only thoughts were duty and not a selfish game. We'll never forget our sailor boy who died on the main. No sound, no fear had he of dying, a sailor brave and true. His thoughts of home and mother, they numbed and pierced him through. It's just to give his mother dear one final fond goodbye, and press her lips with just one kiss, contented him to die.
Battleship the Maine.
Did you ever hear it?
This place ain't about to be a...
That ain't all of it.
That's I've heard a little bit, but somewhere that's got mixed into that record, 140 Georgie.
Now there's one.
Did you hear Jimmy sing that?
He sings it.
Yeah. But Jimmy sings that thing.
Standing by his side, shed may a bitter tear. And as he clasped her to his breast, he whispered in her ear, I'll be your own true love. If parting gives me pain, I'll be your own true guiding star till you return again. My thoughts shall be of you, my love, while storm is raging high. Farewell, my love, remember me, your faithful sailor boy. The wind, the gale, the ship that sailed, the lass was standing by. She watched the vessel out of sight, while tears bedimmed her eyes. She prayed to God in heaven above to guide him on his way. Those loving parting words that night recorded o'er the wave. I'll be your own true love if parting gives me pain. I'll be your own true guiding star till you return again. My thoughts shall be of you, my love, while storm is raging high. Farewell, my love, remember me, your faithful sailor boy. The wind, the gale, the ship that sailed, the lass was standing by. And he had died while out of sight, the wind was half as high. And when his comrades came to shore, they told her he was dead. A letter which they handed her, the last line sadly read. Farewell, my own true love, on earth we'll meet no more. I hope to meet you in a better land, on that eternal shore. My thoughts shall be of you, my love, while storm is raging high. Farewell, my love, remember me, your faithful sailor boy. I ain't got no wind. That's an old one. I don't know.
Holly, did you ever sing any songs for kids?
To what?
For kids, you know? Kids songs, children's songs, like... anything like that?
No, I never did sing no romance around here.
No, I said songs. Did you ever sing songs to your kids or
oh yeah,
you know, special songs for kids though?
Yeah, I've sang songs to them. That there wavy she used to. When she's just a little thing, she'd come down on my lap and she'd say, Daddy sent poor little Joe. I know, you've heard it, ain't you?
No.
It's a, huh?
No, I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh man, that's old as the hills. I thought everybody heard it. singing a song. Although he was singing, he wanted for bread. Although he was smiling, he wished himself dead. I spoke to that boy all out in the snow. No place to shelter, nor no place to go. No mother to guide him in the grave she laid low. Cast on the cold street, a part of Joe. A carriage passed by, and a lady inside. She looked on Joe's face and saw that he cried. He followed the carriage, she never did smile, but only caressed big her own darling child. Oh, blew the blast, down came the snow. Out on the cold street lay poor little Joe. No mother to guide him in the grave she laid low. Cast on the cold street lay poor little Joe. The midnight had passed, the clock had struck one. Along came a policeman whose duty was done. It was very plain to see by the dim light and snow the cold, deadly features of poor little Joe. Oh, who is there? The policeman, he said. Poor little Joe on the streets he lay dead, with his eyes fixed toward heaven, all covered in snow, lay dead on the cold streets where poor little Joe. Cold blew the blast, down came the snow. Out on the cold street lay poor little Joe. No mother to guide him in the grave she laid low. Dead on the cold street lay poor little Joe.
I bet your mother sang the orphan girl, is it called?
Huh?
The orphan girl about... How's that one going? So cold.
No.
Oh,
I know what you're talking
so
about.
So cold, so cold.
No, my daddy, I heard it, I had a record of it, and I come home and told my dad about it, well, I was about 15 or 16 years old. He said, I know what you're talking about. And it was The Rich Man Lay on His Velvet Couch.
Yeah, that's the one.
I didn't know it, I don't know it, but I know the music. The rich man lay on his velvet couch, and dreaming of silver and gold. A little girl lay on her bed of snow and murmured cold, so cold. I can remember that. I had it all
real family. I got real family doing that.
I like those old ones best of all.
Huh?
I like those real old ones best of all. I know good.
Picture from Life's Other Side.
Well, I was thinking that one you sang, was it called Willie Brook?
Yeah.
Willie Brook.
That's one of my mother's songs. See, it goes. Oh, they say it is simple work. Oh, they say that my heart's made of stone. Oh, to say, to speak to him kind, or else leave the poor boy alone. They say he is only a boy, but I'm sure he's much older than me. If they leave us alone for a while, is made of a stone that he took from my hair a white rose and kissed me and left me alone. The morning poor Willie was dead. He was drowned in the pond by the mill, in the clear blessed water so pure that it flew from the brink of the hill. And close to his pale lips he held the white rose that he took from my hair. Oh, Willie, my darling, come back. I will never be faithful to you.
Oh, he's faithful to you. I don't know. Gets back stuff.
That's not Willie. That's not Willie Brooks.
No,
right?
No, that's...
What's that?
Willie Brooks is that old, another old... Oh, yeah, I know what you mean now. How's that story?
Is it Harkin, my young friend? Harkin?
Yeah. Harkin, my young friend, still is a melancholy sound. The swiftly all around, there's one of our number in youth and in bloom, been called away by death, now lying in his tomb. Although he is dead, he is inviting us to come. Go read his inscription, go read it on his tomb. Way down in yonder's graveyard, go read it there with care. Remember, it won't be long till we'll all be lying there. And when I am dead, going down to my grave, six gallant young men I would wish for to have by the side of my coffin, and have them to walk. And on my sinful days, I'd have them to talk. They'll take me to my grave, and there they'll set me down. While all of my young friends, they'll go weeping around. They'll open my coffin and gaze a while at me, while I am careless sleeping in a lonely eternity. Four young men will take hold of me then. They'll lower my body down in that cold and icy grave. They'll throw the gravel o'er me and make a noble sound, while all of my young friends, they'll go weeping around. His parents, they thought they had taught him quite well. They thought they had taught him to shun the gates of hell. But he hastened their counsel, his own way he took. Remember this young man, his name was Willie Brooks. Hearken, my young friends, take a warning now from me. Never place your young affections on sin and vanity. Perhaps a loving Savior will call on you too soon, and then your morning sun will be cast down at noon. That's a good one. Boy. I've got an hour spoke there. No, it's in 45 minutes. It's railroad pieces. Oh, I don't know what.
Sing us a railroad song.
Huh?
Sing us a railroad song.
Railroad song?
How about the one...
George Allen?
Yeah, that's a good
one. My uncle, I expect you know that one. That bunch of Evanses back in the Mount Lookout, there was old man old. He worked on this railroad. That is my daddy's mother's brother-in-law. See, my daddy had been 108 years old, and he'd have been about 100, around 140 or 42 by now. That's when he built his railroad up here, about 18 or something.
The CNL line.
And he sung that, he's the one that sung that song. That song was composed back then. And my daddy learned it when he was a boy, and I learned it from him. And I learned it at the, I got the original on that. I heard it in different styles, but it's 14 verses of it. Just, and that's why it was named George Allen. Along, along came the FFA, the fastest on the line, running over the Sitting Road 20 minutes behind time. His name, blue eyes and golden hair. His fireman, Jack Digger's son, was standing by his side, waiting for orders and in the cab to ride. Any poor man been burned by the railroad, railroad, railroad. Any poor man been burned by the railroad, buried in his lonesome grave. Oh, George, his mother came to him with a bucket on her arm, saying, "Now, my darling son, be careful how you run, for many poor man has lost his life in trying to make up those time. And if you run your engine right, you'll get there just on time." Yes, mother, I know your advice is good, the latter part I'll take in. My engine is all right, and surely she will steam. I mean to run this vestibule, a speed and not too low. When I blow for the big bend tunnel, they'll surely know my call. Oh, George, you said to Farmer Jack, give a little more extra steam. I mean to run this vestibule, the fastest ever seen. I mean to run this vestibule, a speed and not too low. When I get to Clifton Ford, I'll surely hold my own. Oh, George, you said to Farmer Jack, there's a rock ahead I see. I know that death is waiting there to grasp both you and me. So from this cab you now must fly, your darling life is safe. Be an engineer when I'm sleeping in my grave. Oh no, Georgie, that'll never do. I won't die with you. Yes, Paycheck, it will do. I can die both you and me. So from that cab poor Jack did fly, and you never hit this high. He kissed his hand, the engineer, number 405. Up the road she darted, and against the rocks it crashed. Upside down the engine turned, and on her breast it smashed. The engineer's headed on the far box door, the blazing flames below. I'm glad I was born an engineer to die on number 4. The people to the wreck did brought to see the engineer. God bless you all, my dear friends, you'll surely find me here. His head and face all mingled in blood, he was blind and could not see. As he clasped his hand, he cried, "Nearer, my God, to thee." The doctor came to Georgia to say, now my boy be still. Your precious life may yet be saved by God's own blessed will. Oh, no, doctor, I want to die. I want to die so free. I want to die better than you and I love 143. Old George's mother came to him. Too late, mother, too late. I know that God will let me in when I reach the golden gate. There never was a man so bold and brave as Georgie Alleybone. He died upon that silver roof one restless July moon.
That was a good one.
I think you got the original on that, Ollie.
Huh?
I think you do have the original on that.
Carter took credit for about
half. I don't doubt it.
Is that far out?
No, I just walked in there and back there.
How did the coast reach so far away from home? Somebody boy is wandering alone. No mother to guide him, keep his footsteps running. Somebody boy. Tell him of his mother with faded cheeks and hair. At the old homestead is waiting him there. Out in the hallway there stands a vacant chair. There is the shoes that once he used to wear. And there is the cradle that once he loved so well. Oh, how I miss him, there's no one to tell. Go bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other that's left to give me joy. Tell him of his mother with faded cheeks and hair. At the old homestead is waiting to bear. God bless my boy. If he was here, how happy I would be. Although he wandered in darkness and in sin, bring him to me, you're welcome to me. Go bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other that's left to give me joy. Tell him of his mother with faded cheeks and at the old homestead is waiting him there. I can't get the mood. Say, I'm on my hits. Well, I put the music to it, the words, I don't know where I got them.
My eyes, do you find there that stand at the altar and vow we never would part. You'll take a bride to your bosom, love her, cherish her too. Have I deserved a soul? Tell me when I've been faithful to you.
Yeah.